contacting a journalist might seem to you very intimidating. So this is why I'm proposing something very easy. A first step to dig into public relations and start learning how to do it on your own. Bonjour. Hello, everyone. I'm Nata, host of the Nata PR School podcast. You're a successful entrepreneur or marketing manager, and you're about to launch a new product or service, or you've been selling your goods for quite some time, but you want to learn how to increase your visibility, get known, and reach more clients? At Nata PR, we deal with real clients every day, and we'll teach you simple, fun, and honest PR solutions. You'll learn easy steps to combine PR to social media right now. Keep listening, and let's get started. Bonjour, hello, and welcome to episode 112 of the Nata PR School podcast. Public relations, where do you start? This is a question I'm often asked, so I'd like to do it on my own. What's the first thing I should be doing? Because, of course, launching a public relations campaign, or if you decide to contact media, when it's something you've never done before, it's something new, it's the first time you're doing this, might seem very intimidating to you. Might be like looking at as a mountain climbing, right? Impossible mission impossible. Or if you decide to go tomorrow to the Olympics and you don't know how to start and what is the first step you should take. So you may think that reaching out to journalists is, well, maybe beyond your reach. One thing is for sure, if you believe you don't know anything about it, if you tell yourself, well, I don't know, I'll never manage it, you'll have really trouble to start taking the first step. If you think it's impossible, I've never done it, it's complicated. And these are beliefs that you tell yourself and that you create. So it's going to be very difficult. But this is what I'm proposing: to familiarize yourself with the media universe. There's no better place to start than with specialized press, such as what? The trade publications. And how do you define what falls under specialized press? Maybe you are familiar with what we call trade publications. This is a definition that I'm giving you. So the specialized press includes all publications, most of the time magazines, that unlike the mainstream press, unlike, you know, the New York Times and, you know, crazy big newspaper, they address a very specific area or a team. Like, for example, they might be specialized in what? Sports, literature, science, sometimes women magazines, but to me, this is another category in itself. But generally, the specialized press is distinct from the trade press. So we talk about press magazine here. I'm giving you also a Wikipedia link with a definition for you to familiarize yourself with that. But the main thing is that trade publication really talk about your business or your world. So, for example, scientific journals or car, you know, any publications that just only talk about car. This is what we talk about here. So if you want to get talked about, if you want to be featured, like your competitors, because you sometimes, you're like me, you're reading all kinds of stuff, and you read on a same company. I love to talk about Tesla because this is the best example to illustrate what I'm talking about when I'm saying that some people get talked about so much, get featured all the time. And I think Tesla is a good example. So let's say you want to be a new Tesla eventually, and you want to take advantage of public relations like your competitors. So starting with specialized magazines is a great first step. Why? Because their goal, their purpose is to keep your community, your industry informed. So it's way more easier to capture their attention than to try to get the attention of a New York Times, for example. Why? Because they often also cater to B2B business, so business to business. And some other publications, if you are in the boat industry, you'll find some specialized publication, beauty, cars, pharmaceutical, fashion sometimes, movie, even marketing industry. So sometimes we do, even our us PR agencies, marketing agencies, we send news about what we do. If we innovate, if we do something new, we send them press releases because we love when they talk about what we're doing. So it's a great way to get featured and start learning about public relations and, yeah, get familiar with doing your own PR. And if you are in a small market, maybe there will you'll find just a few specialized media, maybe only one in your sector. So you've got to make it work for you and introduce yourself to their editorial team. Take advantage of it, especially if there's only one. You can invite them to come and visit your industry, depending on what you're doing. Let's say you have an anniversary, that will interest them for sure. You are innovating in your field. I talk very often about this client that it was innovated in chocolate fondue, just to give you an example. So sometimes it can be very interesting to talk about something that might not seem as interesting to some other media, but that might be very extremely interesting to your specialized publication. You're a major employer. You make local products. These are all reasons why they should be interested by who you are and what you do. Of course, some publication may ask you to buy some ad space because, you know, it's very difficult for some of them to survive. So there's no reason for you not to start creating a business relationship with them. But you should insist that they do a feature on you. If you decide to help them and create this business relation with them, this is not my first suggestion, but I do understand sometimes, you know, public relations, it's one thing, and these publications have sometimes their importance in your market. Some public relations expert might be really against it, you know, that those who are believe strongly in the public relations field and spending money might not be what they would recommend. This is not what I'm recommending here, but sometimes, you know, if these publications simply disappears, well, it's even worse. So and depends on the deal they're ready to do with you. It's not just buying ad space, but you want them to talk about you. So these specialized media are, to me, really helpful in many industries. So if you want to, let's say, find out about what's happening in a certain group or certain industry, they are very amazing because this is what they focus on. Personally, I love these publications when I want to learn about what's happening in a certain industry. I'm a daily reader of the Women's Wear Daily, the WWD. It's one of my most frequent reads, really, because why? I find out everything about the fashion world there. It's also an international publication, so it's great because then I see what are the trends. They don't just talk about fashion, but they talk about beauty as well. And it helps me understand, you know, what's happening in that industry. So it's very precious publication. Sometimes even we will contact WWD for our own clients because it's important for them to be talked about and be featured, especially if they have a business plan, they open new stores anywhere in the world. So that will interest WWD. So where do you start when you want to learn or start approaching journalists? And I feel like the first step is really to talk to those specialized publications. Of course, you can also, there are tons of podcasts. That's another great strategy, another great first step. Podcasts that are specialized in your field can be very open to inviting you speak about. But if you don't want to start by speaking like I'm doing every week here on a podcast, you can, of course, start by the print. The printing part, but you'll have all those podcasts also in probably all the fields that you can imagine. So voila, so public relations, where do you start? Well, with specialized publication, trade publications. So I hope you've enjoyed this little PR break in your week and that you'll be joining me next week. À la semaine prochaine. Hey, you want to learn more about how to implement PR strategies? Head on to natapr.com and get on our list. You will also receive the Nata PR model on how to create a successful PR campaign. If you want to become a client, just send us an email to nata@natapr.com. Talk to you next week. À la semaine prochaine!